AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. Paris among the latest welcoming in the new year. Julie Walker on preparations in New York City.
The giant crystal ball that drops in Times Square is ready to usher in the new year after a test run.
Happy New Year!
The almost 6-ton ball with more than 2,600 crystal triangles will light up the night sky, and Times Square Alliance President Tom Harris says they're not just saying goodbye to 2024.
We're going to be retiring it after this year, and we look forward to a brand new ball in 2025.
The old New Year's Eve ball will be put on display at One Times Square, and the 2025 ball
will have more bells and whistles.
A New Year's Eve ball has dropped in Times Square for nearly 120 years. Julie Walker, New York.
New York's charging drivers a fee to enter the center of Manhattan starting Sunday. Meantime, Ed Donahue reports much of Puerto Rico will start 2025 with no power.
LUMA Energy says nearly 90% of its 1.4 million clients across Puerto Rico are in the dark, likely caused by a failure of an underground power line. Some clients had their power restored, including hospitals and Puerto Rico's water and sewer company. The San Juan Airport remains open. These types of outages have been blamed on a crumbling power grid damaged by Category 4 Hurricane Maria in 2017. The White House says President Biden was briefed on the outage, and Energy Secretary Jennifer Granholm spoke with Puerto Rico's governor and, at the president's direction, offered federal assistance to speed the restoration of power. Municipal worker Julio Cordova says he had to get dressed by the light of his cell phone and plans to buy candles. I'm Ed Donahue.
The Military Appeals Court has ruled against Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin's effort to throw out plea deals for the mastermind of the 9/11 attacks and two others. And police in London are searching for a thief who swiped $13 million in jewels, handbags, and cash from a mansion near Regent's Park. This is AP News. The college football playoff quarterfinals getting underway this evening. Number 8 Boise State and number 5 Penn State meeting in the Fiesta Bowl. The NFL wrapped up Week 17 last night, the Lions beating the 49ers 40-34. And Shelley Adler reports Netflix was a winner with its Christmas Day games.
The Baltimore Ravens' big win over the Houston Texans averaged just over 31 million viewers, while Kansas City's 29-10 win at Pittsburgh averaged 30 million worldwide. That's according to the first-party data released by Netflix. The two games are also the most streamed in NFL history in this country. The only noticeable technical glitch was the stream not going to live action and starting at the beginning of the game whenever viewers tuned in. Netflix and the NFL said viewers from 218 countries and territories tuned in to at least one of the games. I'm Shelley Adler.
And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thank you for listening.
Stop the podcast!
Stop the podcast!
Hi, everybody. Just to let you know, this episode of Fish is sponsored by TV Licensing.
Yes, TV Licensing. What are you watching on TV, Andy?
I have been watching a show that's called 2 Weeks in August.
Okay.
Despite it being July at the time of recording.
Oh, you don't have to watch TV shows in the time that their name references.
No, absolutely. I watched The Darling Buds of May in winter. Anyway, 2 Weeks in August. It's a really good series. It's set on a lovely Mediterranean holiday.
Ooh.
And it's a group of old mates from uni who've gathered together. Some of them have got kids. Some of them haven't. Some of them have been going through big life events. And it's one of those amazing pressure cooker series where things just get more and more and more tense.
Oh, those stressful ones.
I love it. I love it.
I love my comedy, I gotta say. So I've been watching Android, which is Diane Morgan's new thing, and I absolutely love it. But I just, for me, I always, on television, watch everything with someone from Bolton in it. That's basically all I watch.
And she's from Bolton.
She's from Bolton.
But in this show, I believe she's a robot.
She's a robot, and it is not certain where in the country she's from.
It depends where the facility is that makes her, I suppose.
I guess so. But what are we actually here to say?
Oh, we're here to say that if you want to watch any of these shows, your TV license covers you to watch over 400 TV channels and everything on BBC iPlayer.
That is incredible.
So 2 Weeks in August has finished going out now, but you can get hold of it on the iPlayer.
If you want to find out more about this, then go to tvl.co.uk/pod.
Now back to the tension and the stress and the misery of this episode of Fish.
Oh, I thought you were referencing Bolton. On with the podcast.